This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mr. Mental Illness himself, from TikTok, Instagram, and all those other fun platforms, including YouTube now. I'm YouTubing every day. I'm podcasting every day, so welcome. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a self-aware narcissist. I have been diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. I know that might blow your mind, and you might start to doubt me and say, hey, you know what? Narcissists can't be self-aware, because that's the root of it. Blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. I've heard it all. I've been in therapy for 4 years. I don't know what else to tell you. Just like, roll with it. Let's just roll with it. But if it's just like I said, again, this is your first time tuning in. The point of this channel is to bring awareness to narcissistic personality disorder and other cluster B disorders and mental illness overall as a whole. And also, in the process of doing that, to validate victims and survivors, to let you know, hey, you're not crazy. I might be a little splash. I might have a little splash of craziness in me, but you're not crazy. You know what I mean? But it's like, today's episode is about rock bottom for a narcissist. Like, everybody asked me, like, what did it take for you to get to therapy? What did your wife do? What did your family do? Why did you go to therapy? And I always tell everybody, hey, look, I had to hit rock bottom for me to go to therapy. I just literally had to hit rock bottom. I had to get to the point in my life where there was absolutely no one else to blame for my position in life other than myself. It was like, when I hit rock bottom, it was a bounce. I hit rock bottom, I bounced. You hear that? That's me bouncing. When I hit rock bottom, I fell, bounced, and came back up. People are like, how do I get my possible narcissist boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife into therapy? What's rock bottom for them? Like, rock bottom for everybody is going to look different. Rock bottom for every single person on this planet is going to look different. It's going to appear differently. It's going to present itself differently than everybody else. I'm 35 years old. I went to therapy. My first therapy appointment was October 2017. So that's almost 4 years. I know you might go back to the beginning. It's like, hey, he said 4 years. But like, 2017 to 2021 is 4 years. So I don't know what to tell you. So my rock bottom happened. You know, I've always been searching for answers. I've always like been, you know, I've had delusions of grandeur. I always thought I deserved the best in life. I thought I deserved more. I thought I was always smarter and faster and stronger and bigger than everybody else, you know? So when you get to a point where you're in high school, getting good grades and being pretty good in sports, you know, and you don't go to college for sports, you don't go to college for academics, anything like that. In fact, you take a semester, your first semester after high school, you take it off because you need a break before you go to college. Then the first go around to college is spring 2004 at North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, NCANT. You go spring 2004, you fell out. You like literally have the worst semester of your life. You've been an A and B student your entire life with ease. Now you get to college and you have C's, D's, F's, and withdrawals. You know? So you get to that point right there, like, that's a failure. And, you know, I'm 19 years old, failing. I'm like, damn, I've been smart my whole life and I failed at college. So let me take a few years off of college. I get, you know, I ended up graduating in 2015, y'all. So I'm 35 years old. So I ended up graduating right before I turned 30. And that was my goal. I was 29 years old, walking across the stage in Greensboro, North Carolina, to get my degree in industrial and systems engineering. So I did that. But, like, still, it wasn't enough. I got my degree. I had a decent job working in the warehouse, you know, making $25, $30 an hour, which is decent money. I mean, it's decent money for the average male or whatever. You mean decent to take care of your family, but it wasn't enough for me because, you know, I need more. I deserve more because I'm a narcissist. You know, I didn't know I was a narcissist at the time, but I felt like I deserved more in that moment. I feel like I needed more in that moment. I felt like, why am I not a famous actor? I mean, why am I not a famous model? Like, why am I not doing more? Why, like, I thought I was going to go to college and play football and be in the NFL. Nope. Imagine being 30 years old, you know, overweight, working in the warehouse. You thought you were going to be in the NFL. That's disheartening. I'm not in the position in my life where I wanted to be. I had a job I hate. I'm not happy with any aspect of my life. You know what I mean? Everything is falling apart in my life. And I'm treating, you know, because everything is falling apart in my life, I'm treating my wife terribly, you know. With a narcissist, the people who treat you, the people who are closest to you, get it the worst. I'm treating my wife terribly. You know what I mean? I'm not being the best father I could be. So life in that moment in time was not the best for me. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I get to the point where I'm at home mad as hell. I got a, you know, fresh baby. I had like a, you know, my son was like 5-6 months old. And I'm frustrated at life. My wife had left, went to work and whatnot. And then, you know, I'm frustrated because the baby won't stop crying. I'm yelling and screaming, trying to get the baby to stop crying. My wife just happens to come home early from work. You know, she comes home early from work. I'm in there yelling and screaming. So she, we argue, me and her yelling and screaming at each other. And she's just like, I'm leaving. I'm like, well, just leave then. I can replace you. She's like, I can replace you. Like, you're here because I want you here. Like, I can replace you easily. Blah, 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 this. And she's like, you know, I said, it's hard living in this house when nobody appreciates you. And she's like, well, it's so hard for me living with a narcissist. Dude, this is 2017. So I thought a narcissist was just like a buzzword for like, you know, overly confident people, like smug people, you know what I mean, conceited people. And I was like, I'm not a narcissist. You're a narcissist. Like, what the hell you gonna call me a narcissist for? Blah, blah, blah. So she left. I got curious and looked it up. You know, and like I said, I'm failing in life in every single way, y'all. My wife just left me, took my son. I barely got a degree. I had 3.6 GPA in high school. I didn't get my degree until I was almost 30 years old. I'm not in the NFL. I'm like literally not making the money I want to make. You know, I'm in debt, school debt, car payment high as hell. Like literally, everything in my life falling apart. My wife left me. I don't know what else to do, literally. So I get curious. I'm like, why did she call me a narcissist? Like, this is not it. Why did she call me a narcissist? So I get online, look it up, you know, Google autofills. So instead of the word narcissist coming up, it's just like narcissistic personality disorder. And I looked it up. I look up the signs and stuff like that. And you know what? It just made sense to me. It gave me, I had been searching for answers to why I felt different my entire life. And all that stuff literally just made sense to me. And it gave me the answers I had been searching for. I hit rock bottom. There was no one else in that house to blame except for me. I was in that house by myself with my own. I was stewing in my failures. I was stewing in my inconsistencies. I was stewing in literally every failure and everything I have ever done in my life wrong that had got me to the point where I was, you know, where I was at right now. My wife left me. I'm dumb. I'm not living the life I want. I'm at rock bottom. I literally hit rock bottom. She gone. I'm by myself. What can I do? But narcissism made sense to me. NPD made sense to me. Do I want to have a disorder? No. But it made sense to me. It gave me the answers that I had been looking for my entire life. I was like, so this is why this is like, I haven't been diagnosed. I just kind of self-diagnosed at that point. I was like, this is me. This makes sense to me. This is why I am the way I am. It made sense. It gave me the answers that I needed. But look, literally nothing online is positive about narcissism. It's a negative thing. I was like, damn, am I evil? I don't think I'm evil. I don't think I'm devious. I don't think I'm manipulative. But guess what? I had been. I told my wife, like, look, this is me. I wish I still had the text message I sent to her. I'm like, look, this is me. I know you're not a narcissist. I know this is me. I got the answers. Like, I promise you I'll go to therapy. She came back. Look, y'all, if your narcissist is the ex or current or whatever tell you to go to therapy, make them go to therapy before they come back. Or they might not go, because I did not go. I mean, I chilled for a couple months. I just joined a couple of Facebook groups about narcissism because I didn't want to feel alone. I felt like I was by myself on the planet. I was like, you look up the statistics, it says 1% of people are narcissists. I know that statistic is skewed, God. I know that statistic is skewed, you know? But so 1% of the world is still a couple million people. I was like, so I'm not by myself. Like, where y'all at? You know what I mean? Are y'all in hiding? Is it underground narcissism or whatever? So I looked on Facebook, found a couple of Facebook groups on there for people with narcissistic personality disorder, joined those groups, and I felt like a safe space. I felt like I had a safe space for being a narcissist. I know it sounds weird. I know y'all like, narcissists don't need a safe space. The world needs a safe space from narcissists, which is agreeable most of the time, you know what I mean? But I needed somewhere where I didn't feel alone. And those people in those groups, you know what I mean? My homie Rachel, Michelle, Manfred, all those original people in those groups. Yeah, I remember everybody in those groups. Made me feel like I was a human being and I had opportunity to change my life. I'm like, I don't have to be bad. These people are living their lives. Like, these people are living normal lives. I'm like, I can do this, you know? And I stayed in those groups. I was learning in those groups. I was watching it in those groups. I just remember, like, people would say stuff in those groups. I was just like, yay, this is me. This is why I do what I do. I felt like I was at home, y'all. And those people are the ones who told me about Psychology Today. Those people are the ones who told me to find a therapist. So I'm so thankful for those groups, you know, because it helped me get to the point where I'm at right now. I didn't feel alone. I felt like people understood me finally, and I felt like I could change my own life. I can choose. I don't have to be a bad person. I can choose. You're not going to label me. I don't care what you read about narcissists online. You're not going to label me as a bad person. I don't care what you say. I don't care what, you know, I'm helping people. This is my goal right now, to help people. I'm redeeming myself. Redemption time. You read the Bible? Moses redeemed himself. You know, I'm going to redeem myself. So this is, I'm on my redeeming journey right now. You can judge me all you want to about my past, but my future, my present are going to be the measures of who I am, not my past. You can say what you want to about my past. I don't care. You can judge me all you want to. Judge me on my current actions of what I'm doing right now to help people. You know what I mean? Judge me right now. I'm doing one-on-ones with people, and they, like, after the one-on-one, they on Instagram crying. I face message them. I'm talking to them through situations. They judge me on that type of stuff. Don't judge me on my old stuff, yelling and screaming, all the manipulation. Don't judge me on that, because I'm making amends for that right now by helping people. But I felt like I had a home. You know the thing about those groups that got to me? Because every time somebody clicked in one of those groups, every time somebody joined those groups, they were private groups. So every time somebody joined those groups, the first thing out their mouth, or through text, you know, through verbiage or whatever, through like writing, the first thing out of their mouth was always, oh my God, I got diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. My life is over. It was despair. It was always despair. People come in those groups, self-aware, knowing what they are, knowing what they're doing, or feeling despair. It was always despair. Like, oh my God, my life is over. I'm such a terrible person. I have to be evil for the rest of my life. Blah, blah. I'm like, look, you ain't, like, I'm like, look, y'all, we don't have to be like this. Like, we can choose to be better people. Why not just tell the people, tell the world that self-aware narcissists exist? Because that's one of the things I get from people all the time. Like, self-aware narcissists can't exist because that's the dilemma. Blah, blah, blah. How do you, like, if people get diagnosed, and how people are self-aware, if you diagnose stuff, you're self-aware. Like, God, people just don't, I don't know, people go online and just start spouting stuff to get views and likes and stuff like that. Self-aware narcissists don't exist. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Like, no, I'm a self-aware narcissist. I'm here. Deal with me. I'm here. Come at me. Come at me with some negativity. I'm here. I can take it. You know what I mean? I'm taking it so other people don't feel like I felt when I joined that group, when I felt like I was by myself and had nobody else on this planet that understood me. And those people in those groups did. I'm here for those people so they can come out and tell people, hey, look, I have a personality disorder. This is why I do what I do. But I'm going to change. I have the choice to be better. You know what I mean? I'm guiding these people. I'm trying to lead these people out of those groups and out of despair. Hey, guys, I'm a narcissist. I don't know what to do. I'm done. My life is over. No, it's not over. You can choose to be better. Take the steps. Make tough decisions to be a better person. Take some criticism from your wife. Take some criticism from your kids. Take some criticism from your husband. Take some criticism. Learn it. Feel it. The root cause of this stuff, y'all. Feel it. We can feel it. We made other people feel how we made other people match. You know, we try to make other people match our insides. We try to make them put them down. It's time to pick them up. We done put them down. Time to pick them up. We can pick them up. We done put them down so long. We as narcissists, I'm talking about narcissists, took them to the narcissists here. We as narcissists has put people down so long, it's time to pick them up. And if you rock, and like I said, right back to rock bottom, y'all. Rock bottom got me to the point where I'm at right now. And everybody's like, how do I make, I don't know, is my narcissist at rock bottom? Probably not. And they can't hit rock bottom a lot of times if you are still standing there trying to hold them up. You can't step down into rock bottom and expect to climb back up. I had to bounce off of the rock bottom. I had to hit the ground and bounce back up. I had to bounce. My wife disappeared. She dipped on me. She left. Took my baby. Dipped on me. I had it. That needed to happen to me. That had to happen to me. She had to leave. She had to remove herself from the situation. She had to take herself away. She could not be my crutch to heal on. You can't be somebody else's crutch. Because when you are somebody else's crutch, they lean on you, they put their weight on you, and you need a crutch. Who's there for you? Who's gonna put you? Who's gonna be your crutch? You're carrying the weight of yourself and this other person's emotions now. You can't do that sometimes. Sometimes you have to remove yourself from the situation. If you can make it, sometimes rock bottom. Sometimes rock bottom happens when they get fired. They lose their job. Everybody's rock bottom is different. Sometimes rock bottom happens when their husband or their wife leaves. Sometimes rock bottom happens when their kids cut them off. Sometimes rock bottom happens when their parents cut them off. Sometimes rock bottom happens differently. Everybody's rock bottom is differently. Some people's rock bottom is going to be financial. Some people's rock bottom is going to be otherwise. You know, what is your rock bottom? We got to find the middle ground. We got to bridge the gap between narcissists and empaths and survivors and victims and stuff like that. Because this is like, y'all, it's killing me. I'm raising the awareness here, and I want people to understand my mindset. Even though I'm self-aware, I'm not healed. I'm not cured. This is self-awareness. This is not cured. You know what I mean? I'm self-aware. I can make decisions for myself now. And my decision for my life is to make a difference in the world. I'm changing the world. I don't care if you're like, that's delusions of grandeur, Lee. Guess what? That'd be my delusion of grandeur. Because if that's something I can touch on, if I can touch the world, what? If I can touch the world, everybody out here putting me down. If I can pick myself up, I got a good support system now. My TikTok people, they are my family here. I'm going to win. We're going to win this thing. Y'all know that I rambled on. This was one of my longer videos. It didn't got to be, 15 minutes. But I get passionate about this therapy stuff, y'all. If you are a narcissist listening to this video right here, if somebody has called you a narcissist, there's a reason behind it. Either they are, there's a reason behind them calling it. Either they are struggling with you and they can't fathom, they can't live with you. They're probably about to leave you. If somebody showed you this video, they're probably about to walk out on your ass, and you're going to deserve it. You can cry. You can beg and plead to get them back. You can manipulate them back into the house. But guess what? They're going to leave again when you reveal yourself again because you haven't put the work in to deserve them back. You haven't done it. If you put the work in, they'll come back on their own. Put the work in. Let's heal together. Let's stop. Oh, my goodness. This episode got some fire in it, don't it? Y'all listen to some fire today, boy. Woo! I feel like I'm in a manic high right now. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in so much. Like I said, like, subscribe for more. Mental illness is here to stay. I really appreciate y'all. I'm truly, I'm thankful, y'all. Thank y'all so much. Peace.